The third parak of our Masechta, Parak Zaboyr, begins with discussing how we choose a Beis Din. With each side choosing one Dayan, and then that third Dayan, then the two Dayanim, or the two litigants, choosing the third Dayan, the Sholish, and the Gemara here on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis teaches us, B'shevetoich shezeh bayir loy dayin echad, v'zeh bayir loy dayin echad, v'shneim bayirim oy echad, because each one of the Bali Din choose a dayin, and then this third dayin is chosen, yetzei hadin lamitoy. And as Rashi explains, and we'll speak about this more, that this will cause that the Bali Din should accept the psak that's being given. Because even the one that turns out to the loser, so to speak, in the Din Torah will say, I chose one of these Dayanim. And certainly had he been able to come up with a reason that I should be felt, should I should be the winner, he certainly would have done so on my behalf. And therefore that we'll have a good din Torah. However, most Paiskim, in helping us understand this Mishnah, teach us that the Mishnah is only referring to a situation where we can't find a Beis Din, where there's no Beis Din Kavua. In a place where there's a Beis Din Kavua, so the two Bali Dinim have no right to choose their own Dayan. Or if only then do they have this option of choosing the third Dayan, to choosing this Din Torah this way. And that's what the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Gimel Sif Aleph, teaches us, that this Mishnah is referring to a situation where there is no Beis Din Kavua. But in a place where there's a Beis Din Kavua, they have to attend the Beis Din Kavua. Moreover, the Shev Yaakov, and Shalas Tshuva Shev Yaakov, Choshen Mishpat Simin Aleph, says that the two Bali Din have no right to say, well, we want more Dayanim to sit on this Din Torah. In a place where there's a Beis Din Kavua, we have to follow the Beis Din with the amount of members that Beis Din has. The Tumim disagrees, and the Tumim says that you can add to a Beis Din Kavua Dayanim if the two sides agree. Truthfully, I saw that the Mefarshim want to suggest that this question of adding Dayanim is really based on Rashi, and brings a Sifri. Eicha asal vadi tarchachem, melamed shal Yisrael tarchonim. Moshe Rabbeinu calls Kla Yisrael tarchonim. What's the what does that mean, says Rashi? Hayach mem royes baldino noitzech b'din. Somebody can't stand that the other party wins. Moisva ne'alechem dayanim. So we see that Rashi, the Sifri, seem to be saying that you're allowed to add dayanim if so needed. And the Ramban asks, from where do we know? Beznes three dayanim. How do we know you're allowed to add Dayanim? So he says it's actually based on a Gemara we're going to learn later in our Perek, on Daf Lamed Beis on the Beis, where the Pasuk says, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif, Holoich Acha Beis Din Yofa, and more Dayanim means a Beis Din Yofa. So the Ramban says from just like our Mishnah says that the procedure is Zebar Layechad, Zebar Layechad, so too one litigant could say to the other litigant, I'll choose two Dayanim, you choose two Dayanim, and then we'll have a fifth one. Interesting to point out that there is a tshuva I saw in the Shaul of Tshuvas, Yabia Omer, Chelik Beis, Choshem Mishpat, Simon Beis, that says that he says that in Egypt, at one point he was the chief rabbi in Egypt, and apparently if there was ever a din Torah that was taken to appeal, so the Minig HaMokum in Egypt, the rule, I guess it was the civil law in Egypt, that Terat Nudin Torah, you could have three Dayanim, but you need to add to that Bezdin two lawyers. And the question that Rabbi Avadya Yosef Zatzal discusses quite extensively, we know there's a halacha of Eidei Shebatlu Mitzasa Batlu Kula, that if we have a group of Eidim, and one of the Eidim is disqualified, does that disqualify, that disqualification, the fact that one of the Eidim is disqualified, we've spoken about this, that's the reason when we have Eidim at a wedding, many people, many Rabbonim have the minhag to say exclusively these two people are being Eidim to the exclusion of everyone else. The reason that's done is because there are in the audience at a wedding, obviously many people who are relatives of the Chasson of Kala, who are disqualified to be Eidim, and therefore we'll have a situation of Eidei Shebatlu Tzasa Batlu Kula, so we say that they should be the Eidim. The question that he discusses at great length, he says, he said the same thing would apply to Dayanim. And if some Dayanim on a group apostle, even though we have already three kosher Dayanim, but if we're going to expand the group, and we have amongst the group these two lawyers who are not qualified to be Dayanim, we'll have a situation that some of the Dayanim apostle, the rest apostle as well. But it's interesting that the reason he's makel is as follows. He says, if you have sitting on a bezdin, an individual who's really not qualified to be a dayan, but it's not obvious that he's not qualified to be a dayan, so then we have a real concern that he's going to state opinion, which he's clearly not suited and not qualified to state, and will therefore create the situation that we're going to have a psak that's offered that's incorrect. However, in a situation where the people, these two lawyers, who are only there because they were placed there by the law, but have no real understanding of halacha, and their opinion in any situation regarding what the halacha would say is totally meaningless, they're not even, the fact that they're sitting there doesn't make a difference, and the din Torah could continue. It's also interesting to point out that, as we said a moment ago, the Ramah paskens that in a city where there's a Bezdin Kavua, we have to go after that Bezdin Kavua and not have a Zablah. And Dolvosh explains, because if a Zablah, Zebar Layechad, is always halachically acceptable, every time there's going to be a need to have a din Torah, one party is going to tell the other party, I'd rather go to Zablah, and that'll be used as an excuse to push off having a proper din Torah. Interesting to point out that the Shaul of Tshuvas Avodas HaGershuni and Simon Mem Zayin says that even if there is no Bezdin Kavua in a city, just in the next city, there's which is the neighboring city to where these Balitin live. There's a Bezdin Kavua. He goes and says, that's enough of a reason to have a, to go, you should go to that Bezdin Kavua, not to a Zebar Le'echad, for Zebar Le'echad. And he says, in general, and we'll speak about this more, Mitzvah Shem, why don't you try to avoid a Zebar Le'echad, Zebar Le'echad if possible. Moreover, the Chazanis says that if either party demands to go to Bezdin Kavua, it seems that the Chazanis says that that's what should be followed. The question that comes up in the communities where we live, is it considered like we have a Zabla, a Bezdin Kavua? I would imagine that this question is more of a question here in America than it is perhaps in Eretz Yisrael or in Europe. Because in Eretz Yisrael, there are established Batei Dinim in every town, in Europe as well, where there's still Kehillas. But in Chutz La'aretz, in America, is there a concept of a Bezdin Kavua that one of the parties could say, I'd like to go to a Bezdin Kavua? So Rav Moshe, in Shas Chuvas Igros Moshe Chelik Beis, says that in America there is no concept of a Bezdin Kavua. He says, even if you'll say that there are Batei Dinim, those Batei Dinim are not Batei Dinim of the community. Rather, they're Batei Dinim that were chosen, a Rav opens a Bezdin. Or even if a certain community opens a Bezdin, that does not make them the Bezdin Kavua of the city. Rav Ozan Zatzal, and the Shaul Satshuvah Shevet Levi, Chelik Ches, Simon Shin Beis, disagrees with Rav Moshe. He says, if you're a member of a Kehillah, if you're a member of a group, so you're a member for the group all the way. And therefore, since you're a member all the way, then there is a Bezdin, that if that Kehillah has a Bezdin, that's your Bezdin Kavua. Moreover, says Rav Ozna, that just like we see that the Avodas HaGreshuni that we just quoted a moment ago, says that even if there's no Bezdin Kavua in your city, but there's a Bezdin Kavua in the neighboring city, that's enough to consider the situation of a Bezdin Kavua. Similarly, says, so we see that the Paiskim wanted us to avoid going to a Zabla. So if there's any way to call this a Bezdin Kavua, that's enough to call it a Bezdin Kavua. Moreover, says Rav Ozna, that even though he's saying that we should follow and consider it a Bezdin Kavua, maybe nowadays it should not be so simple to say that the Zabla is considered a fair Zabla. He says, when our Mishnah and Gemara speak about a Zabla, it speaks about that's the way a real Bezdin was established. But nowadays, it's quite common. And he already says that the Shas Chuvis Panami Iris Chelik Beis Simin Kuf Nun Tes was very upset about this. That the litigants speak about their claims to the Boirim before the Din Torah takes place. So even though the Aruch HaShulchan in Choshen Mishpat Simin Yud Gimel Sif Dalet says that it's halachically acceptable because since that has become the minig and it's understood that that's what happens, and therefore as the Din Torah begins, it's said clearly, this is a situation where the two Dayanim in the Zabla know the claims previously, it's certainly inappropriate He says, therefore, in a Zabla, this is quite common, whereas by a Besdin Kavua, it's much less likely. And since that's the case, certainly one should prefer going to a Besdin Kavua over a Zabla.